Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful episode on the Silsila Madani Qaida. Where, as you know, the purpose of this silsila is that we must strive to reform and rectify ourselves, especially our Quranic pronunciations. And as we had touched on previous episodes, the necessity and the importance in reciting the glorious Quran correctly. Now, before we go into today's lesson, please make good intentions. As is mentioned in the famous hadith, that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make good intentions right now that I'm listening to the silsila, I'm participating in the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other good intentions that you can make is that whatever I learn, I will try my best to act upon it. I will try my best to practice it and teach others as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, there are so many benefits and blessings of reciting durood paak and salawat and salutations upon the beloved master, the beloved rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful narration has been mentioned in the famous book, Al-Qawlul Badi', and you may have heard of this beautiful narration many a times, but have you practiced upon it? That's a question we must ask ourselves. And that beautiful narration is that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who recites durood or salat or salutations upon me 50 times, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us try to increase in the recitation of our salawat and our durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will benefit us in this world, in the qabr, in the grave, and in the hereafter, inshallah, azza wa jal. I do hope your Madani Qaidas are out, or you may follow on screen as well. Don't forget that you may download Madani Qaida from dawoodislami.net. It's a free download. Do tell your friends, your family, and other Muslims as well regarding this beautiful booklet, Madani Qaida, that makes it easier for us to learn how to recite the glorious Quran correctly. Currently, we are on page 31, right? And that's lesson number 14 regarding Noon Sakin and Tanween, Idgham and Iqlab. There are a few points, important points actually, that you may see in your, or read in your Madani Qaidas, or follow on screen as well. I will explain these points out before we continue in today's lesson. So please do pay attention, and the lesson itself, do repeat after me in a loud tone, with a loud voice. Islamic sisters, again, please do be careful that ghayr mahareem are not anywhere near. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, so today we are learning two new terms, or relatively new terms. We had touched upon this in, I think, two episodes before, but today in a little detail regarding idgham and iqlab. What are these? Do memorize these terms with their details. It's very simple, so please do pay attention. If you look at point number 3 on page 31, or follow on your screen as well. Idgham. Idgham will apply when any of the yarmaloon letters any of the Yarmalun letters is found after a Noon Sakin or a Tanween. Noon Sakin, you know what this is? And Tanween, you already know. Two Fathas, two Dhammas, or two Kasras. And Yarmalun is a combination of six letters. And they are Ya, Ra, Meem, Lam, Waw, and Noon. These six letters, when we put them together as a mnemonic to make it easy for us to remember, we say Yarmalun. So any of these six letters, when you find them after a Noon Sakin, or after a Tanween, now two things will happen. If it is the Lam and the Ra, then Idgham will be done without Ghunna. Do you remember Ghunna? The nasal sound, the sound must be must emanate and come from the nose area, the nasal area, and there must be a pulling or elongation of the sound equal to one alif. This is Ghunna. So when Lam and Ra are found after a Noon Sakin or Tanween, so no Ghunna will take place. However, when the remaining four letters are found, Ya, Meem, Waw, or Noon, are found after a Noon Sakin or Tanween, then Ghunna will take place. This is very important. These are the rules that we need to apply, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And point number four, Madani point number four, Iqlab. Iqlab is that if the letter Ba, if Ba is present after a Noon Sakin, you have a Noon Sakin, and after this you have a Ba, or you have a Tanween, and after this there is a Ba, then we must do Iqlab. And Iqlab means we change that Noon Sakin or Tanween and pronounce it as a Meem. Understand? When we have a Noon Sakin or Tanween, and after it we have a Ba, we will change the sound of the Noon Sakin or Tanween into a Meem and do Ikhfa. We will pronounce with nasalization. Alright? Now, in this lesson we are going to spell out the letters with their symbols or with the syllables as well. And here in the two points below there's an explanation of how we are going to spell it out. Look at the word in your Madani Qaidas, مَنْ يَقُولُ مَنْ يَقُولُ, or on screen as well. So this example, we will spell it out, Meem, Noon, Ya, Fatha, May, Ya, Fatha, Ya, Mayya, Qaf, Waw, Dhamma, Hu, مَنْ يَقُولُ, Lam, Dhamma, Lu, مَنْ يَقُولُ. So in this manner we will spell it out, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now here in this example you can see the Meem and then there's a Noon Sakin. After the Noon Sakin there's a Ya. Alright? The Ya has a Tashdeed. So Ya we find after the Noon Sakin, and therefore Idgham is taking place here. And Ghunna we must also apply. So keep these rules in mind so that we can correctly pronounce each letter and each word of the glorious Quran. Now the last Madani point on page 31, it says spell out Iqlab as under. For example, you can see Mim Ba'di. There's a Meem, there's a Noon Sakin. After the Noon Sakin there's a Ba. So automatically you know now Iqlab must take place here. Also, you can see a very tiny, a small Meem above the Noon Sakin or on the side of the Noon Sakin. This is indicating to you and telling you that the Meem sound must be made here. Iqlab applies here. So how will we spell this out? We will say Meem, Noon, Kasra, Min, Ba, Ain, Fatha, Ba, Mim, Ba. So, can you hear? We're not saying Min, Min, Ba'd. We are doing Iqlab. And we are saying Mim, Mim, Ba'd. Mim, Ba'd. And then Dal, Kasra, Di, Mim, Ba'd, Di. And while we are pulling or elongating the sound, because iqlab is taking place, and therefore we must do ikhfa. We change the noon sakin, the sound of this, into a meem, and we do ikhfa. Do you remember ikhfa? Any of those 15 letters which apply, or which is found after a noon sakin or tanween, ikhfa applies, and therefore ghunna must take place. The letter or the sound must be elongated and pulled to the extent of one alif. So let us begin today's lesson, inshallah azza wa jal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Meem, noon, ya, fatha, mai, mai, ya, fatha, ya, maiya, maiya, qaf, waw, dhamma, ku, maiyaku, lam, dhamma, lu, maiyakulu, maiyakulu, ميم نون واو كثرة ميو واو فتحة و ميو ميو را فتحة را ميو را قاف لام كسرة قل ميو ورقل ميو ورقل جيم نون فتح جن ميو ورقل جن نون فتح ن ميو ورق الجنة تا كسرة تي ميو ورق الجنة. Alright, these are examples that we have given you in terms of spelling them out. Spelling them out is very simple. We will not have to do this all the time. Just for especially beginners or those who want to rectify the Quranic pronunciations, this, it's better to be done so that we can correctly pronounce each letter with the correct makharij. Now, keep the makharij in mind. Do you remember makharij? I hope you still do. Makharij is plural of makharaj, and this means the place or the origin where the sound emanates from, comes from. Each letter has a different makharaj. Yes, some letters have the same makharaj, but be careful for the different makharaj. Be careful for qalib al-sawt, which means those letters which sound somewhat similar, but they are different. Keep in mind the rules, the laws that we have learned thus far. The seven huruf musta'aliya, that must always be pronounced with a thicker tone, a thicker voice. Keep in mind, now we have learned idgham, the yarmaloon letters, iqlab. We have learned ikhfa, izhar. Keep in mind the letters of qalqala. Keep in mind the vertical harakat. Keep in mind all these rules and laws and apply them. If we don't revise and apply them, then we will not be able to properly rectify our pronunciations. And as we always mention, it is necessary for us that we read the glorious Quran in its proper manner, because it can affect the validity of our salah. If we are reading incorrectly, if we are mixing up the letters, confusing the qareeb al-sawt, we are not pulling in the right areas or in the wrong areas, if we are changing the meanings, it is possible that our salah can become invalid. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us against that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in this manner, break down and spell each letter with their harakat, with their symbols and their signs, and pronounce it. Keep in mind also how the letters are changing. their shapes, their forms, how they change when other letters are joined to them or combined to them before or after. Right? Keep in mind the shadd, the tashdeed, that where do we pull, where do we do hunna, where we don't do hunna. For this, the previous episodes, the previous lessons must be revised. Alright? Look at the next example. Min yaw min. So here we're not saying min yaw min. Because here we are joining. We can see the ya has a tashdeed. Ya has to be pronounced two times. Keep in mind again the makharij of the letters. This is very important. Remember mean, where makharij comes from? From the dry area of the lips. Miyawmin. Miyawaliyin. Miyawaliyin. Mimmashhadin. Mimmashhadin. Alright, here as well, the sheen. Be careful that we don't stretch the sound of the sheen. Many people make this mistake and say mim mashhadin, mash. That elongation or the stretching of the sound of the sheen must not be made. It must be, the sound must be in the normal manner, the ma'roof manner. Mim mashhadin, mim mithlihi. Mim mithlihi. Min nasirin. Min nasirin. Alright, Saad, do you remember which letters this is part of? The huruf musta'diyah. And therefore, it must have a thicker tone. Min nasirin, min nutfatin, min nutfatin. Alright, I'm sure you can see the ta with its jazm, with its sakin. So do you remember what rule applies here? Ta is part of the huruf qalqala, also part of the huruf musta'diya. Therefore ta must be pronounced with a full mouth, and the qalqala must apply, which means a slight bouncing or echoing sound must be made. Min nutfatin mir rabbika. Mir rabbika. Alright, here, this is a good example. We can see the noon sakin in green. And after the noon sakin, we have a raw. And we just learnt in the beginning of this lesson that whenever lam or ra from the yarmaloon letters, when this is seen after a noon sakin or tanween, then ghunna will not take place. Ghunna will not take place. And therefore, we are not saying mirrabbika. We are not stretching and pulling the sound here. We are saying in a normal manner without pulling, without elongation, without ghunna. Mir rabbika. Mir rabbihim. Mir rabbihim. Now, meem, remember, the makhraj of this letter is from the dry part of the lips. And ba, the makhraj of this is from the wet part of the lips. Keep these things in mind all the time. Milladunhu, milladunhu, yakullahu, yakullahu, kitaban yalqahu, kitaban yalqahu. Here we can see the tanween, which is above the ba, and thereafter we have a ya. So as we mentioned, when we have the letters of yarmaloon, besides the lam and the ra, if they appear after a noon sakin or tanween, we will do ghunna. And therefore we are pulling a little bit here. Kitaban yalqahu. Be careful for the qaf. Qaf is part of the huruf musta'aliyah. And therefore we must not say yalqahu. Yalqahu will be mixing this qaf with the kaf. Because kaf has a more flatter and thinner sound. And qaf has a full sound, a thick sound. Rajulun yas'a. رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى هُدًى وَذِكْرَى هُدًى وَذِكْرَى ذِكْرَى. We can see the ذَال and كَاف. Now remember, كَاف is not part of the حروف قَلْقَلَة, and therefore we cannot and we must not bounce this sound. It must not be an echo. Zikka, zikka. It must be zik, zik. Very slightly we must say the sound or recite the sound of the kaf. Ra, we can see ra has a vertical fatha. And therefore, as we mentioned earlier, that when ra has a fatha or dhamma or fathatain or dhammatain or vertical fatha, it must be pronounced with a full mouth. We cannot say zikra. Zikra, incorrect. Zikro. Hudan wa zikro. Wujuhun yawma idhin. Wujuhun yawma idhin. Bi rahmatin minhu. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. Okay, here as well, خَ is part of the حُرُوف مُسْتَعَلِيَة. Keep in mind the makhraj of this letter. In fact, of all letters, خَ must be pronounced with a full mouth. So we cannot say خَلْقٍ. خَلْقٍ is incorrect. خَلْ with a full mouth, a thicker tone. خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ رؤوف رحيم رؤوف رحيم مصدقا لما مصدقا لما. Alright, now look at this. Sad is part of the حروف مستعالية. Qaf is also part of the Huruf Musta'aliya, and therefore we're pronouncing them with a thicker tone, a full mouth. Musaddiqa. Alright? Keep in mind the makhraj of each letter. We can see the Qaf has a fathatain, a tanmeem above it, and thereafter is a lam. So here idgham is taking place without ghunna. So we cannot pull and say qallima, qallima without ghunna. مصدقا لما ويل لكل ويل لكل. Alright, can you tell me what law applies here? Can you see the lam, the first lam with the dhammatain, the two dhammas, the tanween, and thereafter the lam appears. So what rule is applying here? That's correct. Idgham without ghunna. من بعد. Can you tell me why we are pronouncing the noon sakin as a meme? What rule is applying here? Iqlab. Iqlab is applying here that when you see a ba, as you can see there in the example, in your Madani Qaidas or on screen, ba before this is a noon sakin. Basically, after a noon sakin if you have a ba, or after a tanween if you have a ba, that noon sakin or tanween we will now pronounce as a meem. We have already discussed this in the beginning of this lesson, but just to refresh our minds. So we'll pronounce as a meem, and you can see the little meem there above the noon sakin. And ikhfa we will apply as well, which means we will do ghunna and we will pull or stitch the sound of this meem equal to one alif in duration.
مِن بَقْلِهَا مِن بَقْلِهَا.
Alright, the first part we understand is إقلاب. That's why we are saying مِم, we are doing غُنَّة, because after the نُون ساكن is a ba. What about the ba and the qaf? They are highlighted in red. What rule is applying here? Qalqala. Because qaf with the jazm, this is part of the qalqala letters. And as we had already learned, in this case, a bouncing or echoing sound must be made. Any of those five qalqala letters. And if a qalqala letter has a tashdeed, a shad upon it, then that bouncing or echoing sound must be even more intense. Most stress must be placed on that qalqala letter.
مِن بَقْلِهَا أَمْبِئْهُمْ أَمْبِئْهُمْ.
Can you hear the jerking sound? We must not put too much of emphasis on this. Otherwise, it will sound as if we are pronouncing a fatha. We are putting a fatha on this hamza. Do not say أَمْبِئَهُمْ. A slight jerking of the hamza.
أَمْبِئْهُمْ أَمْبِئْهُمْ. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ لَيُنْبَذَنَّ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا.
غَيْن is part of the حُرُوف مُسْتَعَلِيَة, and therefore do not say غَن. غَن with a full mouth and a thicker tone.
قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا.
Alright, if you look at this word خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا, right? For some people maybe the ba after the kha does not have any haraka. Perhaps there is some printing error, but a kasra should be below the ba.
خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ.
Keep in mind where the ghunna must be made. As you can see, the noon with the tashdeed, the iqlab that's taking place, the qalqala which is taking place, the makharij of the letters, the qareeb al-sawt, all these things must be kept in mind.
جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ محل بهذا حل بهذا صم بكم.
Now here you can see the meme and the ba. Keep in mind that we must not confuse. This is also part of qareeb as-sawt because they are pronounced from the lips. The ba from the wet part of the lips and the meme from the dry part of the lips. So be careful we don't confuse these areas.
Summum bukmun.
Alright dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have completed lesson number 14. But as always, it is absolutely necessary that you revise this work. Go over the rules, the laws that we have discussed regarding idgham, regarding iqlab. What do they mean? How do we apply them? And go over the lesson, whether alone, individually, or collectively with other friends or family members. Go over it. Go over the previous rules and laws that we had, that we have gone over. Go over the letters of musta'aliyah, the letters of qalqala, what is ikhfa, idgham, etc. Repetition is part of learning. Keep this in mind. And do this with good intentions. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, on page 32, right at the bottom, you will see a very beautiful wazifa. The reference of this is can be found in Shajara At-Tariya as well. The word Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu. If one recites this 21 times with Durood-e Paak, with Salat ala Nabi, once at least before and after its recitation, and you blow on some water, and you drink that water, or you make somebody else drink it, before breakfast for 40 days. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the memory of that person will be strengthened. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It's a very beautiful wazifa. Let's try to practice upon this. And besides this, if you have any difficulties, any problems, spiritual or physical, Ta'wizat al-Taliya is there, which is giving out free treatments and free ta'awizat as well. In fact, this is just one department of Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami has more than 100 departments which are actively working to promote the Quran and Sunnah globally. Therefore, you as well, join this beautiful movement of Madani movement of Dawud Islami and see benefits in your lives. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Do join us next time on this beautiful silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يا الله make me proficient in reciting the Quran. يا الله make me proficient in reciting the Quran.